do you, partner? Corner two.
It's not your parents square dancing or your grandparents. It's a little more updated. My name is Kelly Frizzell, and I am the outgoing president, couple, my husband and I, and I'm also the caller for this upcoming season.
My name's Rita Kerr. I am the incoming president, my husband and I, of the Happy Hearts Square and Round Dancing Club.
My name is Rhonda DeHoop, and my role is that I'm vice president of our Zone 7 Square and Round Dancing Association. We're always interested in having new club members join, and it's lots of fun.
Oh my gosh, so much. It's good for your physical health, your mental health, and your social health. So, and it is just so much fun to use all those different parts of your body and mind to do something that you love, to keep you moving.
The physical is great because you're moving all the time and you're walking. People say, oh, I can't dance, but you're really walking to music, and somebody is telling you what to do for each call, so it's not like you have to come up with what you're going to be doing, what move comes next. That's my job. I tell you what to do. So it's wonderful. Touch, I mean, as we all are on our own, especially after COVID, it's really nice to be out and you're holding a lot of hand holding and really great camaraderie. It's just a fantastic group to be belong to be a part of and to belong to.
My heart somewhere far away. Element left and weave. The only boy I care about is gone away.
Some friends had invited us, and I'd always thought I might like to try it sometime, and so we did. For the one thing, you can't think about anything else, and it's a way to put your cares aside and just dance and have fun.
My husband's sister and her husband had been dancing for a couple of years and bugging us. And we were going to try social dancing, but there was a couple free classes at the beginning of the season. So we thought, you know, to keep peace in the family and to give it a try, we wanted to try something that we could do into our old age together. So we both love to dance. It was a natural fit. From the first class, we signed on the dotted line and been dancing ever since.
A person we knew had invited us to come. I was not interested. I thought, great, I'll ask my husband because he says no to everything. So she phoned, and you know, because I forgot to ask, and she phoned and said, you know, I just thought I'd see if you're going to come. And I said, oh, just a minute, I'll ask Brendan. Brendan is my husband. Unfortunately, or fortunately, he said, oh yeah, I remember doing that in grade school. I said, sure, let's go. And my jaw dropped because I thought, he says no to everything I want to do. So we went, and I actually fell in love with it. I'm now calling too. So yeah, I've been down to Minneapolis to square dancing, Ottawa, Calgary just recently. We are all there for a square dance convention. So I really, really picked it up and fell in love with it.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been.
I wish we learned about 20 calls the first night. It's things like circle left, Alleman left. There are a lot of calls learned right at the very beginning to get you going. You don't want to just circle left all the whole evening. So we do. And I think one of the things that that really attracted me to it was I had an image of what square dancing was. And then I think a lot of people think, oh, it's old fashioned and it's, you know, it's, you wear those funny dresses with the crinolines. And yes, we can do that if we want. And there are a number of us that
some
do. And
it
looks, some people love it and some people never wear them. So you can wear whatever you want. And it's when we do dance, I have a lot more modern music, and when I say modern, I mean 70s, 80s, you know, 90s, whatever. Not old country music necessarily, but we do try and fit in a little bit of that for the people that like country as well. But we try and update it a little bit. This lady right here always
I
wears crinoline.
I love to wear my crinoline, but I don't have to. I'm starting to get used to that. I don't have to. But from the first time I saw one, I thought, I want to wear that. When can I wear that? And I love it.
Some callers actually can sight call, so they'll get up and just call different calls all the way through. I don't. I prep, and a lot of callers don't as well. And I read. So I'll read my patter, and I'll read my singing call. So there's a thing called patter, which is just different steps to music, but not, I don't sing with it. So then the tip will usually have a bit of patter, and then it'll end with a singing call. So there'll be a song that has, you still do calls within it, but there'll be parts of it that I'll sing as well.
When you learn to square dance, it's like learning a new language. And some people learn it quicker, some people will learn it a little bit slower, but everybody can learn it. If you can speak English, you can learn it. Well, and yes, no matter where it's taught in the world, no matter what language they speak, it's called in English. So if you take square dancing in China, it will be English calls, or in Japan, anywhere. Yeah, it's taught English-speaking terminology.
Thank you for being a friend. I want to thank you. Thank you for being a friend.
The modern part is more of the song choice and the fact that you don't have to wear a crinoline. You don't have to be a partner, you know, like a couple to come. You can be single. In the past, you needed to be a couple. We have a lot of ladies that join, or men that join by themselves, and you can either learn the, and I'm using my quotation fingers here, but you can either join the man part, learn the man part, or learn the woman's part. All of us, though, that you're talking to, all three of us, have also learned the secondary role. That we, if we learned the women's role first, then we learned the man's role later. So we can dance either position.
Down middle square through count four.
I would just say, just try it. Come and try it. And we do a lot of laughing, a lot of laughing, especially when we make mistakes, you know. It's okay to do that.
We have made some great friends through square dance, and it's one of the things that keeps us coming, I'm sure. Yeah.
My husband maintains that dancing got him in, the people keep him in. I don't know if I can say this, but I'm gonna. My husband says it's the most fun you can have with your clothes on.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you. And everybody in the middle with a great big thank you. And thank you to Moose Jaw for hosting this. You've done a fabulous job. Thank you, everybody.